MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Department of Transportation is warning residents about a widespread scam targeting New Mexicans with fake toll road payment demands. The alert comes after a surge in calls from concerned citizens who have received fraudulent text messages. NMDOT officials emphasize that New Mexico does not operate any toll roads within the state boundaries and will never request toll payments from residents or visitors. Scammers are sending urgent messages claiming that enforcement action will begin after May 14th. These scams attempt to steal personal and financial information. Authorities say you should ignore all unexpected messages about unpaid New Mexico toll roads. Do not click links in suspicious text or emails about toll violations, and never scan QR codes from unexpected messages about toll payments. The Bureau of Land Management, New Mexico State Office, opened a 30-day public scoping period to receive public input on 32 oil and gas parcels totaling 20,479 acres that may be included in a January 2026 lease sale in New Mexico and Oklahoma. The comment period ends on June 11th. 28 of those parcels, totaling 19,527.56 acres, are in Chavez, Eddy, Lee, and Otero counties. Log on to eplanning.blm.gov for more information. And the New Mexico Department of Health said it has seen an increase in roughly twice the number of New Mexicans who have received the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine between February 1st and May 12th, compared to the same time frame last year. New Mexico has reported 71 cases of measles, with Lee County reporting 64, Eddy County reporting 3, Doña Ana reporting 2, and Curry and Chavez counties each reporting 1. For more information, call the NMDOH helpline at 833-796 8773. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.